You're awfully quiet, Betty, dear. What's the matter? Betty! Betty!
Yes, Thomas. I think the word light bulb is better than bulbous-shaped light gizmo. What's the matter, Barbara Bunny?
You were talking in your sleep again.
Was it in the tongue of my ancestors?
Maybe you'd better let me drive.
Oh, no. I'm fine now. Oh, that little nap really refreshed me. Say, Barbara, where are we going again?
The razor blade practice.
What exit are we supposed to take?
You just missed it.
Well, why didn't you tell me to turn?
Oh, you were sleeping so soundly, I didn't want to wake you.
Oh, I'd better stop and turn the car around. Barbara, the brakes aren't working.
Or maybe your foot is pressing the gas pedal.
No, it's pressing the brake pedal, but the car isn't stopping.
Well, press harder.
Press harder? My foot just went through the floor.
Betty, look out. You're going to hit that parked truck.
That was close.
Did you see how high the hood flew off that car?
Hood? Hell, I was watching my wig fly down the side street.
Betty, be careful. You're on the edge of the cliff.
Oh, I can't hold the wheel around this turn.
Betty, you've got to slow down or we'll go over the edge.
Oh, Barbara, the brakes aren't working.
Here, take my walker and jam it under the front wheel.
Oh, good idea. I'll push it through the hole in the floor.
Oh, I knew that walker would come in handy one of these days. What was that sound?
The walker just snapped.
Honey, want to go shopping with me at the outlet mall?
Mom, why go all the way out there when we can get all the top labels at discount prices right here in Manhattan on the Lower East Side?
I heard the Lower East Side isn't what it used to be.
Delancey, Grand, and Orchard Streets on the Lower East Side is New York's original fashion center.
What about shoes?
We can find designer shoes, handbags, and everything a fashionable woman needs.
But you know you can never find parking in the city.
The Lower East Side Business Improvement District offers free parking to all shoppers.
You seem to know a lot about the Lower East Side.
Come on, you'll see, it's still New York's original and best shopping experience.
Garson decides to begin his investigation at the American Opera House. His first stop, the dressing room of the famous diva, Sarah Dawning.
Go away, moron. I'm having a rolfing session.
My name's Garson Krebs, and I'm investigating the disappearance of Leslie June Fee.
All right, come in. But make it quick. I have an aversion to talking with pond scum.
Ah, it's an honor to meet you, Miss Dunning.
Cut the saccharine crap and get on with it. You want to know how I felt about Leslie June Fee? Well, she was a common little girl from someplace west of the Mississippi River.
Hey, Kansas.
I get all those states west of the Mississippi mixed up. Seen one boxy state, seen them all.
You know, some people around here tell me you were jealous of her, and that you'd like nothing more than to see harm come to her.
Jealous? Of that thing? What an absurd thing to say. That combination of teeth and hair was never competition to me.
I heard she was being groomed to replace you.
No one can ever replace me, do you hear? You flatulating flatfoot!
I hear. And now do you know anything about a disappearance that can help us?
Yes, she disappeared. Now, if you're done, sayonara, Tinhorn. Sayonara, that's Japanese for scram. Tinhorn. That's redneck for flatulating flatfoot.
Wait, actually, I got a few more questions here.
No, you don't.
And now, another wild adventure from Circle Chevrolet Geo Hyundai, who bring you its new one-low-price guarantee.
Walter, all set to go car shopping? What are you wearing, and who are these people?
Listen, every time I've gone car shopping in the past, it's been a circus. So I'm going car shopping with the Flying Mazzini brothers, and they just taught me the death-defying quadruple.
Walter, how many times have I told you to go to Circle Chevrolet Geo Hyundai, the civilized car dealer?
A circle's a ring, isn't it? As in three-ring circus? Watch me do the quadruple, hun.
Walter, Circle Chevrolet Geo has introduced a new one-low-price policy. Everybody gets the same unbeatable low price every day of the week.
Count the flips, hon.
One, two, three.
If you want wild, become a circus performer.
Well, how do, young man?
Did you see a young woman come in here?
I reckon I did. She's finishing up her steak dinner about now.
Hey, Professor. What took you so long?
Did you use the phone?
Oh, young feller, the joke's on you. We don't believe in those modern conveniences in these here parts.
What happens if you've got an emergency and you need an ambulance?
Well, if they're that bad hurt, we just give them their last rites and split up the inheritance.
We've got to get back to Houston. Can you help us?
So happens I can. Billy Ray Ray is driving his cattle truck back to Houston in a few minutes. Right, Billy Ray?
Sure thing, Maddie. You young folks are welcome to sit in the back.